back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
I already have a bit of an issue with Gen Z.
Yeah, okay? I mean, minor alpha. Minor alpha kids.
Yeah. I hope they're better than Gen Z.
Let's see.
Minor Gen Z, all right? And, you know, even the whole woke thing, it's, you know, whilst I respect everyone, I promise you, it's just how it's all in your face
with,
and it's such a big issue.
Yes.
That bothers me as well. Apparently now, you know, we were checking out Reddit. Martha was obviously checking out Reddit. And there was a thread that sparked debate over the thumbs up emoji. Now, you use that with your kids, right?
I do, always.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm one of the classic guys. I use the thumbs up, the strong arm, the heart,
the fist.
Smiling face with the stars.
The fist?
Yeah, the fist. Those
you
got to
be careful who you use that with, because that could mean something completely different.
Exactly. I don't use aubergine very often. You know, that sort of thing. Apparently now, check this out. Gen Z users are calling the thumbs up emoji passive aggressive and rude.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
Why? Is there a reason?
This is a massive public discussion.
Okay.
This doesn't sit just because they're uptight and spoiled and, you know, very, 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 very weird. That's my assessment. If you're Gen Z, you got to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all of you the same right
yes,
now.
Yes, right now. Let us know. 79887-887. Are you triggered by the thumbs up emoji if someone, let's say our age, sends it to you?
Apparently, the older generation sees it as a simple gesture of approval.
Yeah.
Many younger employees are finding it unsettling in the workplace chats.
Maybe because they're looking too much into it.
Yeah.
They're thinking it's a sarcastic thumbs up, like,
oh, God.
Come on.
In general, these people don't have brains. Come on, just take it easy.
Didn't they watch the emoji movie?
Yeah.
Thumbs up is exactly what it is, a thumbs up.
That's it. I'm sorry if you're Gen Z and listening right now. Don't take it the wrong way. Take it as a bit of a push to improve yourself.
I'd like
no offense.
Let's go through some of the it's a good point. Yeah. Let's go through some of the Vibe FM chats. Mm. See what people are using, if they're using any emojis at all.
It's got to be, right? I've seen them before.
Even if so,
they could have sent me the aubergine and a rocket, and I still wouldn't get offended. You know what I mean?
I'm not seeing it. Oh, okay, Drew uses the thumbs up, which is fine, because he's, you know.
Of course.
I think he's a millennial, but anyway, it's still. He's like early bird millennial, you know? Yeah, OG millennial.
That's right.
Ash 40 is
and you and I, X, right?
We're Generation X, obviously. And proud of it.
The best.
Although we because you know why? We were left alone while our parents worked.
That's
we were literally left alone
we grew up
to
quick.
Fend for ourselves. And we grew up very quick.
Exactly. So this is actually, Jay, we are making a competition with Gen Z. Gen X is commonly known as the best generation of humanity. Can you be better?
Mm.
And I'm not talking about technology or any of that stuff. I'm talking as a human being. Can you be better?
Exactly.
Prove me wrong.
And I've not received one emoji from Martha. She's given me the pray hands
she's
as a comment.
Yeah, she must be offended.
I got to stop using the thumbs up for Martha.
Don't you do it, man. Take a stance, Jay. My God, you're so Switzerland.
I know.
I need to take a stance.
I'm looking at Steph. Steph gave me a heart. Oh, she uses emojis. Okay.
Wait, did you say Steph gave you a heart?
Yes. Are you jealous?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, I'm going to be having breakfast with Steph on Tuesday. I'll tell you about it next week on the show.
What's happening before breakfast? How do you arrive to breakfast?
No. It's a planned,
social media
influencer thingy? / social media thing. Are you
going to replace and she's cooking you something?
I wish. No. It's on location at a client.
Is she? Oh, right. So she's not cooking.
No, she's not.
So she'll probably be
fully clothed. Yes, I'll say it. Yeah.
Oz and Jay on Vibe.
Talk about this thing happening in America with truckers, all right? You know, obviously one of Donald Trump's, the main campaign promises, make America great again.
Yes.
It's all
and
about
safe.
America.
And making safe, safe again,
and, you know, and obviously he's always had this issue with immigration, and he's not actually, not pro-immigration, that's for sure.
Not at all, especially not illegal immigration.
No. So now a truck driver in Arkansas alleges he was stopped at a way station and required to prove his English reading and writing skills on the spot.
Let's just clear this up. Mm. It's a way station.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with your education.
Yeah.
They're there to look at the safety of your vehicle and weigh the goods. Exactly.
Amazing. He claims others were handcuffed for failing and trucking companies now face fines or arrests for hiring non-English speaking drivers, sparking debate over regulations and enforcements. This is quite ridiculous.
I don't understand.
I mean, I understand your immigration. You don't want too much. You got to protect the country. I get it.
But hang on a second. Mm. What if you're a guy like maybe I'm not dissing Arkansas. Mm. Yeah. Arkansas. Yeah. I'm not dissing their education system. Mm-hmm. But what if there's an American, a true blue-blooded American who never went to school, you know, or can't read very
who
good.
Would like to be. Oh, right.
And is pulled over and he can't read what they're giving him.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What are they going to do? Deport a true blue?
That'd be interesting. Guantanamo. Bye.
Ciao. But I voted for Trump.
It's really silly, I think. For me, the issue is how many people growing up want to be a truck driver. So there's a lot of jobs available, not many people to do it.
It's hard work.
It's hard work.
You're always on
these
the
guys,
road.
These guys drive 20, 30 hours straight.
We know a truck driver. He used to always contact us. Was his name Kurt, I think? Kurt, if you're listening, let us know. I think it was Kurt or something like that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember the
He's
guy.
Always sending us pictures of his. You know who else we know?
Yeah.
Kenny. Kenny English. He's a truck driver as well.
Okay, yeah, I remember Kenny. Yeah, I get sort of mad with these things because it's a bit unfair. Let's be honest. I mean, it's a bit unfair. This sort of regulation makes zero sense to me.
And we'd be screwed. This is our trucking dreams out the window. Because if they pulled us over in Malta and gave us something to read, Bill Malti, we'd be like, I would maybe get by. Maybe.
Not even cuffs or deportation. We're talking about the firing squad.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Yes. Mela.
It's time.
So what's on the agenda this week in our little feature we like to refer to as Trump Watch? He's been a busy man this week.
Every week he is.
Yeah. Especially with the tariffs on China.
Yeah.
What is it?
200% or something like that? Yeah.
I mean, it's damn near it. Yeah. He's putting it up like every 6 hours.
This guy makes, I think he makes up his mind on the spot. And there's no let's build a strategy. No. China!
I think 200%. Dave Chappelle once said that this man makes decisions like someone who is high. You know, he just comes up with stuff and then Bob's your uncle. So here's what he said on the tariffs this week.
Okay.
This is Mr. Trump.
We are so back. We're so back. We are bringing the stocks back to 1930s prices. We are bringing back the great American sweatshop factory. And we have placed a lot of tariffs on a lot of countries, including the country of the black and white DEI Democratic Penguins. That's right. We placed huge tariffs on the Penguins. And as far as I'm concerned, they've never made anything good for us, the Penguins. I don't. So that's why we're placing huge tariffs. We're going to be doing mass penguin deportations. We're deporting them from zoos across the country. We're doing a lot of changes. We're making depressions great again. We're going to see a very great depression, one that we've never seen ever. And it's going to be so great. So bigly.
So bigly, yeah.
I think that's one, the Penguins, that's one step too far now.
Because we mentioned it last week, all the countries, one of the countries he included was a group of islands that had no humans or exports on them, just penguins.
Interesting, right? Listen, there's also another story in the news about Trump. There's a cruise liner, in the States, who is offering people a couple of different packages. The first one is the one-year getaway package.
Okay.
It's all in relation to getting away from current America.
I think my cousin's booked that one.
Has he? So they offer the one-year package.
Yeah.
Or the, what do they call it? The full-term package.
Oh, the full 4 years.
That doesn't
sound like a bad idea.
You would visit something like 182 ports. Okay. The price is $40,000 per year.
Okay.
Not a disaster. If you've got money.
If you're renting like an apartment in a big city, I mean, that's kind of like the same price.
I got to be honest with you. If I was in America right now, sell my house, get me and my family on this cruise and wait it out.
Yeah.
And even if I come back a broke man, we'll start all over again.
You start all over
again.
Yes.
Now, I got to show you something else, too.
Unless his predecessor, or I should say his successor, is anything like him.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Mate. So I saw this picture this week that really made me giggle hard.
Okay.
So I'm going to show it to you right now.
And then we'll share it on Instagram.
And then we'll share it on Instagram. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Show it to me, baby.
Check it out. So it is a picture of Dr. Evil and Mini-Me, except Elon is Dr. Evil and Trump is Mini-Me.
It's brilliant.
One of the best picks ever.
Yes, of course, from Austin Powers, the series.
And if any of you Gen Z haven't seen Austin Powers, I suggest you do it. Funny stuff.
Excellent stuff. My kids loved it, so you've got to watch it.
If you can concentrate for that long, watch it, okay?
Act like they never left. Oz and Jay. Vibe.